you had to do today
after that awards banquet and sports banquet you were at and asked to speak at?
I got to host the very popular Dallas Morning News chat this morning. Thank you.
Yes.
Where they grab one of the ding-dong hosts and they let the listeners or the readers of the morning news chat online with them.
Right. Since we are now partners with the Dallas Morning News.
Lovers.
Lovers. Sports lovers, if you will. Sports bath partners. They, apparently, somebody over there thinks it's a good idea for them to grab one of us up and have us do a chat.
That's a ridiculous plan.
It truly is. But a lot of people around here have done it. And today it was the snake's turn.
Now, I was under the impression that this was supposed to be a master's discussion. But when I was logging on, it read, chat local sports with the tickets Corby Davidson. And I'm like, oh, great. Not that it would have mattered. I mean, I'm going to get...
Well, don't you like local sports?
I do, but I was really honed into golf, you know? I was ready to talk some Masters. So, but this is such a... Look, you get online, and you've done this before. You get online, and you can see all the questions that are flooding in.
Right.
And, I mean, like, the first 40 questions that I had, I'm not kidding you, were, do you like steak?
Do you like websites?
Do you like websites? That was one of them. They were.
When was the last time you got laid?
Yes, all of it. All of them. I'm like, really? Is there a legitimate one in the bunch?
What,
I didn't want.
You like this gig?
Yes.
That?
Oh, yes, that's what we're about to read. Yeah.
Okay. You get sticked to death on this.
Well, it's your own fault.
Hundreds and hundreds
they
of
learned
questions.
It from you.
I know.
All right, well, let's just go over a few of these. We have a transcript from the snake chat. And we'll read question and answer.
It started, you know, I wanted to make it legitimate, kinda.
All right, well, let's listen to how you started.
All right.
This is from the JP. Hey, Corby, thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm.
My question, with Bradford and McCoy gone to the NFL, what are your thoughts, expectations, and predictions for the Longhorns and the Sooners this next fall?
Good question.
Will someone else come out on top in the Big 12? All right, here's his answer. They both have huge holes to fill. Landry Jones is still a question mark, as is the offensive line. Gerald McCoy leaving really hurts as well. As for Texas, I'm not 100% sold that Gilbert will come in and light it up like Colt did his first year. They lost offensive linemen as well. As for predictions, Texas is the class of the conference until they are knocked off.
There you go. Legit.
That's a good sports discussion.
Right. Thank you.
That's a straight-up question, a straight-up answer. So things are going on very well until Jerusalem Jackson weighs in. With, have you been surrounded by beautiful women for a while? The snake's answers, 20 years, really.
Jerusalem Jackson.
I know.
Then Mush pipes in Mush. With the question, Corby, are you listening to me? His answer, yes, Mushmouth, I hear you. And then here comes Dixon Cider. Tiger shot a 68 yesterday. Would it not have been more ironic if he would have shot a 69?
I wish he had.
Corby's answer, excellent point. He should have three-putted 18 to hit that magic number. Then here is one from no-name guest, it says. I heard OU was going to buy UNT Stadium and tear it down for overflow parking for home Sooner games. Is this true?
That's insane.
And the best Corby can muster for that is, I heard the same thing.
I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm just like, really?
All right, are you overwhelmed at this point?
Yeah. I'm just fishing for legitimate questions.
And how long were you online for?
An hour.
Oh, no.
An hour. I'm just getting beat up.
All right, here is Jeff's question.
Who's?
Jeff.
Okay.
Are you wearing pants? Corby's answer, no, just a bra. JJ, Corby, what is your prediction for the Rangers this year?
Okay.
Corby's answer, suckage.
Now, you're not taking it seriously.
You get to a point where you're just like, whatever, you know?
Well, he's got some straight-ahead questions that he did find here.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear those.
No, they're no fun.
Then how about this one? Do you yearn to do Diamond Talk? His answer, it is the only reason I got into this business.
To do Rangers post-game shows on weeknight home games?
I'm trying.
Then he gets a question from the anus is on you, but the anus is on you comes at him with a straight sports question. That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another from Jeff, presumably the same one. Wow, this is really fast-paced. Corby's answer, shut up, Jeff. I suck at typing.
That's another thing. Like, by the time it was 10:30, I was still answering questions from 10:01.
Right.
I mean, you can't keep up.
You're not a fast typist either.
No.
Here's another one. Do you like your job? His answer, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. Another, do you find Gordon almost Jesus-like? His answer, Jesus is a friend of mine and so is Gordon. Here's another one from Jeff. How do you think the Nationals look this year? His answer, die.
I've had it with Jeff.
Here's a serious question. If you had your pick, which would you choose in their prime as a Rangers closer? Brian Jones, Mick Taylor, or Ron Wood? His answer, Brian Jones. Just don't let him swim after a game.
God.
One more?
Let's see. All right, from DP. If Sam Bradford wanted to play golf with you someday, since you're his little buddy, who do you think would win, and would your sports weenie handle it? Corby, he is a scratch golfer, and I suck, so he would kill me, but hopefully after the round, he would accept my hand in marriage.
And read the reason that the last one, I don't know if it's, you see the last one. This is the reason that I
the
stopped
very last
it.
One?
Yeah, I could have gone longer, but I stopped it after this.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ended things.
Yes.
Here it is. I have a flask in my car if you would like an after-hours drink, and how is your monkey Elvis doing on that donkey? And his answer is, and we're done. Thanks, sports people. I enjoyed our time together.
That's the perfect time to end we're done, somebody.
Yes.
Get out from there, Elvis. Get out. Elvis.
On the damn donkey.
So that is the sum total of the Snakes chat on DallasNews.com today.
I hope that the Dallas Morning News feel like they got their money's worth.
I hope they have me back. I had a good time doing it.
I'd like to do it.
Yeah, I think you should do it.
I'll be happy to do it.
You need to do it. You need to do, what can he do? What's he good at?
I can talk.
Just do a general.
I can talk Mavs and Rangers
and football.
Yeah, you
can.
Do a guitars chat.
You can do it.
But I want to do it at 3 a.m.
No, you're doing it at 9 a.m. like the rest
of
us.
I want to do it at 3.
No. People aren't awake at 3 like you are.
Some people are.
Not enough to fill a chat. And it would just
you might be surprised.
It'd just be a bunch of blah, blah, blah.
Can you imagine him having to drag it out at 9 a.m. one day to do a DallasNews.com chat?
No, that's why he needs to
Can
do it.
Can you imagine what kind of humor he would be in?
I get up every Saturday at 8:30. It's not like I'm incapable of waking up early.
Come on.
It's one day out of how many?
Seven.
Every week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seven.
You think that's a fairly high ratio?
For me, it's not bad.
I think that shows a tremendous amount of responsibility.
And
I get up 8:30 on Saturday.
What time did you get up today?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. 11:30?
11:30? Just amazing.
That's good.
How late did you stay out last night?
12:30.
And you were up at what time?
7.
That's good.
Now that's commitment.
Thank you.
Well, he's a grown
now that's
man.
That's hot.
And hot. You're my whore.
All right, entertainment.